Welcome, everybody, to a new episode of MusicCast, the music podcast where we don't really talk about music, but why these songs are so amazing and everybody should hear them. As always in the introduction, I'd like to say, go ahead and follow us in our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're also on YouTube now, so subscribe, comment, ring the bell, whatever all the promotion they do for YouTube. And we have the two Spotify playlists, MusicCast playlists, where you can hear the songs that I'm doing, that we're going to be talking today, and Music Mornings for the song that I use on my way to work. Y también tenemos MusicCast en Español, Music in Spanish. It's going to be every Thursday, todos los jueves. Vayan, véanlo, suscríbanse. Español, es genial. Es lo mismo, pero en español. So, yeah, that's the introduction. And for this week, I have my cousin, El Davichu. David, what's up?
I'm tired, bro. Being honest, I ain't gonna lie. I'm tired. I'm good.
Me too. For those who don't know, we're recording this at almost midnight on a Friday. On a Friday, right? It's Friday. We're old because we are recording and we're not in a club.
Cheers.
But yeah, I mean, I wanted to have you a couple episodes back because I gotta say, I think music has started with you because it went.
I won't say so, but thank you. I take that compliment.
Oh, yeah, because remember, you for listeners and everybody, my cousin lived with me for a couple months. For the last 2 years, you've been staying for the holidays.
Yeah, like two or three years, almost 4 years, being honest.
Yeah.
Dang, it's been almost 4 years. What the fuck?
A long time. Fuck.
Yeah.
So any time that he's living with me, I decided that I'm going to show him songs and I'm going to tell him stories about it, whether he wanted it or not. And in exchange, he pretty much does the same with his song. Like, okay, I listen to your heavy metal, now listen to my song. We've been doing this for the last four years in my living room or in the car. Like, you want to listen to a song? Not really. Well, here it is.
That's how it really is. Like, hey, you want to listen to La Maluquera? Okay, like, no, sounds terrible, but I mean, you're going to do it. I don't care.
Okay. Yeah. So, dude, music has started with you. I'm just trying to make it a podcast with other people.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's great. It's been a great journey. So I'm sorry that I didn't have you before, but...
No, you're good.
Now it's the time. So I'm going to start with my song, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. I mean, even though if I do mind, like, you'll be like...
Yeah, I'm going to start anyway. Yeah. The song that I chose, I know I put it before. I know if you have heard it.
And yeah, sure.
And again, I don't care because I know you don't remember this song. It's called Unsainted by Slipknot, which I know you know Slipknot. All right. This is from their album, We're Not Your Kind, released in 2019. Do you know Slipknot?
I do.
Not because of me.
No, because I got a neighbor. He was a really heavy metal guy. And whenever I was younger, I was a kid. He was like, I don't know, 20. He was listening to that. He was like, you got to listen to this shit. I'm like, yo, bro, I'll still listen to a chichiquilote and shit.
El chichiquilote.
Yeah. Oh, you like it a lot.
I like that a lot. I like a lot the chichiquilote. Come on. It's still famous.
Did you know he still is. Yeah, he still is. I don't know why, but I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I thought he was like a singer from a time, but no, El Chichiquilote is like a whole industry of making the songs Chichiquilote style. Anyway, Unsainted by Slipknot. Why did I choose this song for you? First of all,
you tell me.
Because I like to give you the heaviest metal that I can get or that I really like just because I know it's not your genre and I like to mess around with you. And this song as well, it's very dark. It's very creepy. Or you can get some feeling of paranormal activity and all that. Right. So if you go with the video, it gets even creepier. I know, I love this song. It gets me so much in a mood, in an interesting mood. I'm not gonna say that I feel like powerful or that I feel sad or happy. It's a mood. The song is a mood. Creepy one, but mood still.
I gotta say, I gotta be honest. There's some stuff that you put me that I don't like, but there's some of them that que me tripeo over there, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, I really liked it.
You see, okay, heavy metal. That's the thing with heavy metal. People tend to think that it's satanic. Sometimes it is. People tend to
Who
think,
cares?
yeah, who cares if it's satanic or not?
Catholics people? Hell no.
I mean, it's part of the persona. I know there are certain groups that they like to go with the satanic flow and all that, but must that anything is just the persona that they like to impress. Oh, you think that we're satanic? Well, sure, why not? Let's throw a satanic video and see what happens. But yeah, and this song, remember when somebody that we know was in the hospital and we were driving on the highway really fast trying to get to the hospital?
I
Yes.
remember that.
That's the song that I put. So that kind of reminded you.
Yeah, I was late, bro. If you want to turn it up, just do it. But I don't remember, so I wasn't paying attention to the lyrics or anything. Well, they were telling pretty much
Yeah,
it.
it's difficult to understand a Slipknot sometimes. They like to scream. And Corey Taylor, an amazing singer, he's doing a concert, like a solo concert, which I want to go, by the way. I'm talking a lot of shit about me. I wanna ask you so the people know my casting and this dysfunctional relationship that we have of showing music. What's your genre? Go ahead and tell us. What do you listen to?
Pretty much rap. I was like a really rap guy, like underground shit. But then whenever I grew up, I was like, I kind of like salsa, bachata. I'm like
Bachata. Oh, no, same.
merengue, reggaeton. I mean, I really like Bad Bunny a lot, even though you hate it.
I don't hate him because I don't know him, but I don't like his music. I can tell.
I know, but yeah, I mean, it's pretty much rap, hip hop, trap, everything related with rap, pretty
Okay.
much.
Okay. And how do you get into rap? I mean,
Well, it was, if I'm right, it was like 2005, and one of my cousins for my mother's side, for his dad's family and shit, they went to my house and they were like, here you go, Batalla de Gallos. This is rap. This is what you're gonna listen to. I'm like, it was like fucking 6 or 7. Yeah. I'm like, aye. And then I started liking it a lot. And since they showed me that they taught me about rap, I was like a really Biggie fam, Tupac, Eminem, all those guys, from the US. And then I started listening to Vagos y Maleantes, Guerrilla Seca, Ardilla, and all,
Ardilla, squirrel. Hay un rapero, o sea, se llama Ardilla.
he's dead though. La PTJ
Why
killed him.
his name is a squirrel?
I don't know. He was MC Ardilla, and Encyclopedia, all those guys.
Okay. I mean, this is a common thing that I have with the guests. Normally, whatever genre they got into when they were 6 to 8 years old is pretty much the genre that they got into.
Yeah, because I mean, your word, like, that was the shit that get into me.
Yeah, no, sure, good. I chose heavy metal and rock music and all that. Pero yo también, hey, my salsa, merenguito, Sandy Papo.
Oh, Sandy Papo, sí.
Oh yeah, you always need to have that. That's a good thing about us being Latinos. Like we can go from two different genres so fast. What's up with your life, dude?
Well, what this is today, so July 23rd, like in a month I'll be back in Texas. play college baseball one more time. I'm gonna try it again, even though I shouldn't, but why not? I still get scholarship for it. I'm still
Show me the
good.
money.
I'm like, eh, if you're gonna give me money to play baseball, like, I don't mind. So yeah, probably next year I'm a graduate from my BA in business. So
Cool.
we'll see
Cool.
what's happened with me
All a
after next year.
professional.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because you're actually falling into the internet drugs of World of Warcraft
Oh yeah.
and League of Legends.
I was that guy whenever I was younger, but I didn't get a gaming PC at the moment, so I couldn't play. And also internet in Venezuela, fuck that shit. Mine was good. It was like fucking 3 gigas. It was really good comparing to, to the other people in Venezuela. Like, mine was really good. I could play, I don't know, like fucking Silver Rock and shit. But that was pretty much it.
And still nothing, bro. Like, I'm sorry, but Venezuela, for those who don't know, Venezuela actually has the slowest internet in the whole world right now. Because, yeah, socialism, it works. Never for you. Fuck. Oh, we turned to political today. Look at that.
I mean, whenever you're drinking, you start talking about politics. That always happens, like in family reunions.
And this is a family reunion. So,
It is.
oh my God. So no, let's avoid politics today. Let's
All right.
continue with music and crappy questions. Like, what are your three favorite artists or bands?
All right. Old. So my favorite rapper is called Lil Supa.
Lil
Second one,
Supa.
yeah. So
Okay.
second one I got Cancer Beto, and then third
Square.
one, no, Cancer
Okay.
Beto. I think it was good, but it's not on my top three. The last one is a guy called Chuchu Bermudas. He's a Venezuelan guy.
Okay.
He's really good though.
Okay, so you're pretty much in Spanish. You're more into a Spanish rap than English rap.
I mean, it depends on the mood. Like, sometimes I get tired of hearing, stuff in Spanish, so I just go to English. But then
But
I
would you
get,
say that Spanish is your main thing?
yeah, Spanish is my main thing.
Now that I mentioned, is you think it's better, or is because you got introduced more into the Spanish genre?
I think it's just Spanish is my first language.
Es lo otro. This is so weird because we're both from Venezuela. We're cousins. We're family, and we're speaking in a language that is not our first language. So life can give some weird turns.
Oh yeah.
Like we never hang out with each other in
No.
Venezuela.
Just I mean you were older than me. I mean I was into sports and you were into,
Being
whatever you were
a
into, yeah.
nerd. You can say it.
I mean, that's good. I mean, I was that nerd, but nobody knows. New kids. I mean, guess I guess I play baseball,
Yeah, no,
but
that's
I
you're
play
a fake
fucking
nerd.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah. Yeah, I was a rat boy at the moment. I'm still alive. I don't care. I
that,
don't give a fuck.
that's unfair. You were a nerd, but you were hiding yourself. I was a nerd all the way, but at the same time a metalhead, and I had the problem, right? Well, you know that the problem that our family thought that I was emo and not emo. Yo soy gótico. Gothic. Jesus.
Yo. Cuando Kevin vea esta, he'll be laughing.
But I'm not emo. Yo soy gótico. Fuck. And I remember, so we had an uncle having a conversation, talking to my mom, like, oh, watch out, the emo kids. This is 90s, guys. 90s, beginning of the 2000s, early 2000s. You were really young at the time.
That's why I never went to the family reunions or the family counseling or shit.
Yeah, our family is pretty close, so we like to share our problems and all that. And it turns out, yeah, los gochos y sus cosas, vale. And it turns out that I was emo. I'm not. I'm goth, but I'm not even not anymore. Although my toenails are painted black right now.
Nice.
Yeah. So my wife was painting his toenails, and I decided that sure, I'm gonna paint mine too, but in black. So
yeah, probably your wife getting like a pink or purple color, but yeah,
no, black.
Yeah, I know.
So okay, so you have three, and we're going back on track with the episode. So you have these three rapper. They're three rappers, right?
Yeah, they're three rappers.
Okay, and they're Spanish speaking rappers.
They're Venezuelans. Ain't a pito.
Yeah, he's there. My cat is there. Okay. Let me talk to you about guilty pleasures.
All right.
What's your guilty pleasure? You know mine. And for those who don't know, my guilty pleasure is Miley Cyrus. I love Miley Cyrus. So
guilty.
Something that any of your friends, if they watch this or if they hear this, they say like, really? You listen to that? You like that?
Sheesh. I'll say, do you remember the guy that I put you guys that screams, mommy? That one, yes. Anthony Santos.
That's bachata, right?
Yeah,
right?
That's bachata, but that's like old bachata. Like really old,
like old bachata or ghetto bachata,
both.
Oh, okay, old ghetto bachata.
Yeah,
I bachata is Latino, Spanish genre.
That's Dominican.
Yeah, it's Mexico and other countries, guys. It's a Spanish genre. I cannot take it. Like, I don't know why it goes beyond me.
And I remember that whenever we were in quarantine last year, you or Jane called me, and you were like, hey, yo, what's the name of the guy that screams, mommy?
Yes. And sometimes we're just trying to remember the song. We're like, mommy! We got it. It's so... yeah.
That's my
our crappy, shitty personal music cast that we're always doing. But the thing is that we're always showing songs that we know the other is gonna hate. We never show a song that we think the other one is gonna like. Why, dude? Why?
I don't know. The first time that you told me, like, yeah, I wanna have you on my podcast, I've been like, yeah, I'm just gonna put La Mauquera, even though he listened to it like 40 times in a row whenever I was at your crib. I was like, I don't give a fuck.
It's not that you were here, it's that you put it like 7 a.m. in the morning.
Yes, you didn't like it, that's why. I don't listen to it anymore because I listened to it too many times whenever I was at your house.
Family values, because they can make you crazy. You know what? Before we get into a fight here, as a family fight or whatever, how about if we listen to my creepy satanic song?
All right, sounds good.
All right, for anybody who's out there, this is the time to get a good pair of headphones and listen to "Unsainted" by a Slicknut, and we'll be right back. It's a mood. It is a mood.
Wow.
I think I put that before when you were here.
Yeah, but I mean, I wasn't paying attention. Always on my phone or doing, you know.
Right. But
doing something.
Like, I love my phone. Song. You get stuck in your phone a lot.
I know. I'm like Annie. And then I'm like, yo, and I stop using your phone. Then I'm like, nah.
So what do you think about the song? You had the opportunity to watch the video as well, so
it was good. It was really good. I liked it.
It's creepy.
It is, but it got some truth on it.
Yeah, I mean, I never kill myself to save my soul. I don't know why that sentence strikes me, but even more, and let me tell you this, actually, forget that, because whatever. Let's go with the name of the album. It's called We Are Not Your Kind. In an interview, it's actually a pretty much inclusive album, because they were saying that they don't care what you actually are, because what they're doing, yeah, let's hear the sound.
Here we go.
Second one.
Yeah. Cheers.
This is a white American drink.
I'm going with whiskey today. So
damn, you're expensive, huh?
Oh, feeling with class and whatever. So yeah, we are not your kind. What is we are not your kind? Is we don't care whatever the fuck you are, because you're actually going to enjoy our music. I'm trying to summarize what the buckle is, what the singer of Slipknot says. And that actually hit me, because when they weren't, this is in 2019, so we're having all these social protests and issues and shit about, you know, some minorities or some social groups, and they're saying like, cool, but we don't want to express ourselves to one group or to another. We are not your kind. We're all a different kind, and we pick up people from everywhere. Just enjoy our crazy music.
I mean, this being in the scene for a long, long time, because I was a kid whenever, you know, my neighbor,
oh yeah,
show me Slipknot. Is it Slipknot?
It's Slipknot, yeah. They've been, dude, they are, what, 1995, 94, maybe? So they're pretty much my age. 25, wow. 26 years?
Yes, I remember this song. Well, it was in YouTube. It was like a YouTube video. And it was this guy, like, in a cage doing some crazy stuff. I don't know. I don't remember what was the singer or the fucking drummer.
Oh, the clown, yeah.
Yeah. And the whole way where they, you know, the mask and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I know. And I had the opportunity to watch them live. It goes as crazy as you can imagine. They were a little bit crazier in the beginning because, of course, they were rich into fame and all that. But during your concert, and he start hitting the drums with a bat. And then he puts the bat on fire, because why not? And yeah, it's fun. It's really, really fun. Enough of me torturing you with a Slipknot and all this.
No, that was really good. I gotta say, whenever they say, I'm not gonna lie, but your Bibles don't work in me or some shit like that. That shit hits me. I'm like, that's true. Like, you know, people who believe in God and Jesus Christ and stuff, you know, they always say, like, you gotta read the Bible and stuff, man.
And go ahead. No, go ahead.
And there's a lot of people that, you know, they don't believe in God and shit. So,
yeah. What I like here is we went to, this is what happened when family members are actually drinking together. We went from political to now religion.
Nice. Now we're going to grill some steaks. And then we'll be like my dad and yours.
Oh, yeah. Now we have to talk about Formula One or something like that. Dude, I messed you a lot with Slipknot. And don't worry, when you're coming to my house again, you will listen to more heavy metal shit.
Who cares? So, you don't.
Yeah, I don't. Somebody will care, not me. So it's your time to torture me for a while or show me something. I don't know. What have you brought to me?
Well, I was thinking two songs, but I'm going to go with the first one. I'll keep the other one whenever I get back.
Okay.
To Miami in holidays. And, you know, we'll do another episode.
Live, right here in the set, of course.
Yeah. So I'll go with Hambre from Lil Supa.
All right.
He's my favorite rapper.
Okay.
So Hambre is a song that came out in 19... 2018 or 2019. Just let
Okay.
me Google it real quick. Yes, I don't remember. It's from his album Serio,
Okay.
which was released in 2018 or 2017. God damn, I don't remember.
2017, it was actually released. I just Googled it.
All right. So the song was, damn, it was 5 years ago. What the fuck? Well, the song was released
Four
on
years ago.
six, well, almost 6 years
Well,
ago.
what's it?
So it was released on November the 26th, 2015. Damn, it is
15?
old. Yeah.
My Google is messed up. It told me 17. So okay, my bad.
Probably the 17 was whenever he released the album, though. I'm talking about
Oh,
the song.
okay. Oh, okay, the single. Okay, my
Yeah.
bad. My bad.
No,
Sorry.
you're good. But yeah, damn, that shit is old.
Okay. So okay, the call the song is called Hambre, which translated will be hunger. Why do you choose this song? Why this is special to you?
Goddamn. Cause I'm trying to be wealthy. I'm trying to be a millionaire. I'm trying to be.
You're
I want to
hustling.
be. Yeah, I'm hustling. Like, I mean, I'm not hustling, but
Right.
I am.
Everybody's hustling in their own way.
Yeah, but this song, whenever it came out in 2015, I wanted to play pro baseball at the moment.
You
Not
were
meant.
still you were
Yeah, in
still in
Venezuela.
Venezuela. Okay.
Yeah, I was still in Venezuela. You
Okay.
were here, I guess.
Yeah.
But I was trying to play pro baseball, and whenever it came out, it hits me because there's a lot of stuff there that says that I was like, wow, it relates to me, it reminds me of me, of my hustling and shit. So I was like, damn. Whenever I feel like a little bit down or I'm not focused on my dreams and my goals, I'm like, I'll be just amber, and then I'll be like, all right, let's get back into it.
Okay, so he's hungry for his dreams, pretty much. You could say that. Okay, and you mentioned that, and I think I stopped you right there, that it's not your dream anymore to do to be a pro baseball player
That is current.
anymore. So would this does this song kind of brings the bad part, like you change that dream, or it still motivates you to the new dream that you're following?
It motivates me to any dream that I'm following now. Because, I
Okay.
mean,
Like playing World of Warcraft?
hell yeah, dude.
Ah, please, no, your family loves you. Don't fall into World of Warcraft. Have you seen South Park? You see how they end up?
WoW is a really nice game. That's the best MMO game that I played my whole life.
Yeah. No, I did play it at one.
What the fuck?
Okay, so we have a
So,
power.
I don't know what's going on,
We
dude.
have Venezuelan situation right
I
now.
know what's going on. Just give me a second to reach it. Dang, there we go. I think we should be good.
Okay.
Yay.
Production may do something around here.
Yo, if you do some bloopers for your YouTube channel and shit, from every episode, this will be really nice.
Oh yeah, most likely we will. Well, I have to talk with production because she's doing
Yes.
all the editing. I'm doing nothing,
I know.
so it's up to her,
All
or
right.
him, or I don't know, because it wants to remain private, whether it's a person or.
Oh,
Okay,
fuck.
so.
I said the name like 20
No, don't
seconds.
worry. Well, we know it's her. You know it's her. It's my wife. So, hambre. So you're motivating yourself for your dreams. You know what? Let's get it close, a personal and family or whatever. What are your dreams right now? What are you hustling for?
First of all, I'm trying to get my B8 and get the fuck out of the school.
Okay.
So, I wanna get a job somewhere, to learn something, from my BA.
Right.
Like have some job experience, and then I'm trying to build my own business.
All right.
I don't know when I do in business, because there's a lot of stuff that you can do in business. I don't know what I want to build right now. I got some stuff that I don't want to share because you never know who's listening. They'll be like, oh, this is a
That
good idea.
idea.
And I get the money for it. But you
And
know
they're
what?
gonna bid you
Fuck
to it.
you.
Yeah, you're not getting any ideas today.
That is correct.
The only idea is go find a job and get some experience and
Yeah, and then we'll see.
All right. Okay. No, I like that. I like that. It's a song that you use to motivate. I have a bunch of those. They tend to be a little bit heavy metal, but sure. When how about we listen to your song? Are you down for
Right.
that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, everybody, go ahead, look for a good pair of headphones, which you should have from the first part of the episode. And let's listen to Hambre by Lil Supa. And we'll be right back. Pow! Okay, let me show. Okay, we're back. Dude, I like it. I'll be honest, I liked it. If you show me more songs like this, I'm gonna like them.
Okay, I'm gonna go to my notebook and get goal accomplished.
Una, al fin, una.
Jotica le gustó una canción mía.
Yeah,
Smart.
no, it's a very rap. It's rap, right? It's
Yeah, it
not
is.
trap. It's rap.
No, it's right.
Okay, so it's a pretty simple beat, but the lyrics are amazing.
They
Oh man.
are. I wish like everyone who's listening knows Spanish, but if you translate into English, you'll get them.
But it's not
But
the same feeling.
yeah, it is not. I mean, fun fact about Lil, well, fun fact but a fact about him, he speaks five languages
Wow.
fluently. So he speaks Spanish because he's obviously from Venezuela, English, Portuguese, German, and Italian, if I'm right.
Wow. Do you know? Okay, notification in my computer. Do you know how to learn? Why did he know so many languages? Like,
I got no idea. I mean, he doesn't give, you know, too many interviews and shit, so.
okay, but that's interesting. Five languages.
Yep. And if you listen, you know, to his old songs, you can, you know, you can see whenever he's rapping like in German and then he switched, you know, to Italian for some reason or some shit.
Okay, that's cool. It's cool because imagine all the vocabulary as you're writing lyrics, being a rapper, and then you have all these languages in your mind. Fuck.
It's hard. Like even though like whenever you're switching from Spanish to English or from English to Spanish, it's hard sometimes. Imagine doing it in five languages.
Yeah, that's
That's
one of
tough.
my goals, actually. I don't know if I ever told you. I want to speak a bunch of different languages.
And you told me you were doing Duolingo
Yeah.
at
Well, imagine having music as not only in English and Spanish, but actually in Japanese, in Italian.
Don't hey, I know some Japanese from Back Bunny.
Of course. What?
You know that he released a song like a month ago and he started singing in Japanese?
Oh, right, he did. Yeah. Sure. And they mentioned something, Itachi, right?
Yeah, me convierto
But Bonnie, why are you being mentioned so much in my? I mean, I would have him. I'll be honest. I have Bad Bunny in my podcast. Sure, I have stuff to say to him, and he probably doesn't have anything to say to me. But I'll have him, and we'll talk. It's gonna be interesting. So, if Bad Bunny, you're listening to this, you're invited. Come over. What?
You whack, bro.
¿Por qué no? Yo sí. Que venga, come over. This is a music podcast where we don't really talk about music. So I want to see. I know he likes salsa. We can talk about salsa and everything's going to be fine.
This is your shit, so whatever, dude.
I mean, no. Okay. People may think, and I know production will think that I'm being hateful at the moment. I'm not. I have my very specific taste. You can say they're good, they're bad. I know what I like and I like what I like, but I don't mind saying what I don't like something. So it doesn't matter who I have here. If I have like a big artist and I don't like their song and they ask me, oh, do you like one of my songs? I'll be honest and I'll say no. If that's, you know, the truth. So if he asks me something, we'll see. We'll see. And probably this is how I destroy my opportunity to have an artist like Bad Bunny in MusicCast, for better or for worse. As I destroy myself already enough, I tortured you enough, I destroyed my opportunities with Bad Bunny. Would you like to say something else if we're going in the final part?
Go listen to Lil Supe. Go listen to Cancerbero. Go listen to Chuchu Bermudas. Fun fact about Chuchu Bermudas is that he likes to wear Bermudas a lot, and his name is Jesus. And you know that. Like,
all right.
So that's why his AKA is Chuchu Bermudas, which doesn't make it any sense, but really good music. If you like rap, even though if you don't like it, good shit there.
I mean, I'll listen to it. I'll listen to anything.
I'll send you one of Chuchu Bermudas, which you won't like it.
That's the problem. You're always looking for songs that I know and I'm not going to like.
Yeah. No, I'll look for that.
Send me a good one. A good one that you say, okay, somebody who's...
I mean, it's good for me that I like, but then you'll be like, hell no.
Yeah, but I have a core song that I know you're going to hate. That's not the one... That's the one that I'm gonna show you if you're living on the
planet. I already showed you this one, so I'll go with Tiro 98.
Oh my god, no,
bro, I'll send you a link.
Guys, you don't have to. Thank you for being listening to. Oh my god, I got the link. Oh god,
you don't have to listen in right now, like in the episode. I mean, we can do it after we get done.
Sure,
and you tell me what you think about it.
All right. Thank you all our listeners, watchers, for being for today's episode with my cousin, dude, David Chu.
Gracias.
Thank you. For being here.
Thank you for having me, bro.
Anytime. We're actually doing one live in this set at some point.
I'm going to say it. We got to do it drunk. That'll be funny as fuck.
All right, but we're going to do it.
Production ain't going to like it. So production, I love you. You know that.
But we're doing that shit drunk.
Well, if production says no, yeah, we ain't doing it. But I mean, I'm just putting, you know. Yeah, we'll try. Estoy poniendo las cartas sobre la mesa. Production.
What is said is said. I'll try to not have this part cut out. Thank you. I'll see you next time. Listen to us. Remember, MusicCast is going in English every Tuesday at 7:30 and in Spanish every Thursday at 7:30. Follow us and I'll put a link for my social media with my cousin so you can go ahead and stalk him, hit him up. I don't know if you're looking for somebody, but I don't care. Go ahead and...
I'm not the guy you're looking for, but thank you.
Just go ahead and send him a DM message, and yeah, he's send interested.
Send me money, bro. Send me money. That's
Cash App, blah blah blah. Good night.